Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the checks and balances are the key to the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And yes, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Richard Mack will be joining us a little later in the broadcast. He's actually another radio show wanted him to stay a little longer. And we graciously said, absolutely, do it and join us when you're done. And Joyce Riley, the Power Hour's got the sheriff on right now, so that's good news. We're promoting our organization, thefreedomcoalition.com project. So check it out today and get involved. Kurt, really quick, back to our discussion with our buddy Jeremy Corbett. Corden, he's sales marketing department head for UPMA. That's the United Precious Metals Association, upma.org. And they got my account all squared away and happening this week. Hopefully they reached out to you and got that done as well. But anyway, we were talking about this bill that they're putting in the hopper now to expand this and to literally let facilities that store gold and silver, repositories, if you will, be in the state of Utah with appropriate authority, etc. The government doesn't need to do it. The private sector can. They're spot on with their agenda, Kurt, on this. But we've got in our line in our show notes here, please support Utah Bill HB0224. HB0224. The problem with these bills, and the reason most Americans get so bored with this process, Kurt, and we're not engaged as we ought to be, is because it's complicated, it's technical, and it's boring as all get out. So I go look up that bill on the internet, Kurt, and I can't even find the description to make common sense in humanoid language, kitchen table language of what this thing is and does and means, etc. I see when it was introduced, and I see who introduced it, and I see that bill number for several different legislative sessions with different agendas on that bill number, and it goes on and on and on and on. And so it's very difficult to get a handle on these bills. Someone, you say, hey, you know what, Congressman, for the state of Utah or your given state, I want you to support House Bill or HB 0224. And they're like, well, why should I support that? And it's like, I'm not sure. I just know it's good because some people told me that it was really good. That's the problem, Kurt. And have you looked this up? What do you think about that, Kurt? I'm just telling you, that's why most Americans just simply be, disengaged. They feel like I can't make a difference anyway. It's so complicated. And Americans just simply become apathetic at that point because it's not that I don't want to do any good, but it's that I'm not sure how to do any good. What happened last hour, I even said, okay, is this guy the sponsor? Well, I was wrong. I didn't pay attention close enough to the year. That was last year's bill. And so you got to be very careful to get spot on with what you're even talking about. And then it's very hard to break down in mere mortal language what it all means. Anyway, Kurt, you want to respond to that?
You know, this is something that I've been... I guess ever since we learned about this whole idea of honest and dishonest money, I remember reading in the booklet called The Proper Role of Government by Ezra Taft Benson, the former Secretary of Agriculture and also a former prophet and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In his little booklet called The Proper Role of Government, he says, I believe in honest money. And then he says, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution and in a circulating medium convertible into such without loss. When he says, I believe in honest money, it's in our section 10 there of his little booklet called The Proper Role of Government. He automatically says there's a dishonest money as well, Sam. And what we try to do is encourage sound, good things simply because, hey, that's good for everybody to do that. And he said also in his little things, he says, I regard it as a flagrant violation of the explicit provisions of the Constitution for the federal government to make it a criminal offense to use gold or silver coin as legal tender or to use irredeemable paper money. So, you know, you've been to a basketball game, Sam, where they got a flagrant foul and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, you know, with one of those, you got a typically a real problem. I mean, you know, it's not just like the guy was going for the ball.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we ought to tee up the Federal Reserve and kick him out of the game.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's based on his words there, not my words. But you can see how important this thing is. It was important enough for the Founding Fathers to write in the Constitution that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. And, you know, it's interesting to me, you've got a recent move by a lot of people to get the, you know, move forward and maybe make some changes in the Constitution. And yet I'd like to ask them, well, if the federal government and the state governments don't even follow the Constitution where it says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, if they can't even understand that and follow it, then what in the world are we even talking about doing any other changes? I mean, these are people that are, well, unable to follow the current law. And so, you know, it's one of the things back to this
idea. Yeah, the
idea
federal bureaucrats have an obedience problem, don't they, Kurt?
Well, that's right. And so do the state ones.
Amen.
In many, I mean, there's no reason why the state wouldn't use the same document, the good state representatives, why they wouldn't use the same doc and say, look, the reason we're moving to this is because this is the law of the land.
But in Utah, there's a lot of people trying to do that, Kurt. It's just a hard road back. We've gone astray for so long.
That's right.
It's confusing. Right. We've seemed to have got lost, and now we've got to figure out a way back.
Yeah, and I kind of illustrate the confusion. I try to do that quite often when I'm selling honey, because on the honey table, I'll have this, quote, money. So I'll have some of these newer dollars that they call them, you know, Pocahontas or Sacagawea dollars or some of these other ones, you know, and then you have the good silver dollar. You might even have a 2017 silver dollar that says $1 on it, and a Federal Reserve note that says $1, a silver certificate that says $1, and then you ask the person, which one of these is telling the truth? Because they can't all be.
Yeah, because if it is the same, if a fiat dollar is worth a silver dollar, then why don't you just trade me, you know, straight across there, right? I'll give you the fake dollar and you give me the real one. And we'll just do that until you decide that it's not true, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a fake dollar. You give me a real silver dollar. And we'll do that over and over and over until you say, wait a minute, I'm getting ripped off.
What's my line, the old phrase?
Amen to that.
Who's telling the truth?
Right, anyway, people in Utah are trying to make a difference on this, Kurt.
Yeah.
And Utah Bill HB0224 is in that effort. UPMA.org doing a great job, and thanks for the continued educational opportunity. Now.
Yeah, and by the way, Sam, our listeners, any that would like, I just got a shipment on the way right now of silver certificates. Now,
they're not redeemable.
Well, I know, but the point is that our listeners can use them to educate and inform even their representatives. They can say, look, these bills were printed between 1935 and 1957, and they literally say on them how it was supposed to be. They're called silver certificates, not Federal Reserve notes. They say this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand.
But
these
it's a
are
lie.
Actual. Well, I know, but these are, that's if the federal government kept its promise.
Oh,
but we're talking about making America great again, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah, we had to start with keeping promises,
so,
you know?
Yeah, that's right. And so you can literally get, if you go ahead and join the Give Me Liberty Fund, or you go ahead and make a contribution to the Liberty News Radio or whatever, you can get a hold of me and we'll get you those for as little as $2 a piece.
Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call him at 801-669-2211. A lot of the radio talk show hosts, Kurt, are so hard to get a hold of, you never get that done. That's not true with us. Sometimes we're busy and we don't get back to you the very second. We got our arms full of plenty of things to do, not to mention our day jobs.
That's right.
But we do respond to people and do our best to get back to people. We're going to talk about a lady by the name... Do you call this person a lady, Kurt? Anyway, her name is Lila Rose.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about it in seconds. Then Sheriff Richard Mack will join us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are the Honest Money Radio Network. We're also the Widow's Mite Radio Network. Your donations are welcome. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, on your favorite talk radio station or device.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you, and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes, all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this lady's name is Lila Rose. An article's written by Greg Karambos. And Greg does a great job. Who is he with, Kurt? WND?
Yes.
Should have known.
WorldNet Daily. And Sam, I was going to ask you a question before we get into this. Do you understand the phrase Holy Grail?
Well, it's supposed to be like, the best thing since sliced bread. You get there, it's like salvation. Or you get there and everything's solved. It's kind of like a perfect panacea or whatever, where everything is just, you know, the whole world's fixed now. Everything's solved, right?
Yeah, if you look it up on Wikipedia, it'll say is for the drinking vessel used at the Last Supper, according to legend, and sometimes conflated with the Holy Grail, or it says it's a vessel that serves as an important motif. Different traditions describe it as a vessel, dish, or stone with miraculous powers that provide happiness, yeah,
but
eternal
youth.
But it's
expanded its definition not to mean just a cup or a glass.
It means
arriving
just
at
really
the perfect situation.
Just really something cool. Yeah, really a great thing, you know, is bottom line. Well, what you've got here is the headline of this story, Lila Rose, GOP preparing to defund Democrats' Holy Grail. Now, Lila Rose, just in case you're unaware of who she is, I didn't know who she was, so I'm not trying to impress you, but I guess when she was 15 years old, she founded something called Live Action. Basically, she says she was with WorldNet, or talking to WorldNet Daily and what they call Radio America, and they got these videos, you know, these Planned Parenthood videos where they've been doing these, well, crazy things to babies. She says these videos are pulling the mask off the Planned Parenthood facade. She said, "We've known that Planned Parenthood is an abortion-first corporation, that they commit about 34% of all abortions in this country every year, yet they provide less than 2% of the breast cancer screenings, less than 1% of pap smear tests, and the numbers go on." She said Planned Parenthood's
entire... Not to mention
their
racist origins, they attack the black race more than any other race, just to clarify as well, racist thugs.
That's a very important point.
Yeah.
But not too many people are going to go there because they're just chicken and talking about that.
Yeah, you know, just a chicken running around.
She said Planned Parenthood's entire argument for receiving federal dollars is now gutted by its own employees.
But you know what? I appreciate her point, and I appreciate that the Republicans are going after the Democratic Holy Grail. But you know what, Kurt? I hate to say this, but I don't see the Republicans doing much, my friend. Donald's getting a lot done, but they were going to you know, get rid of Obamacare, and now it's like, oh, that's going to be delayed. Oh, man, we're not going to get to tax reform till the spring or maybe the fall, and they're wasting so much time already. They're already failing, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, you know, compared to Mr. Trump, President Trump, they are pretty slow in that.
They could have had defund Planned Parenthood on Donald's first day if they were really serious.
That's right.
Kurt. They could have also unequivocally rejected Roe versus Wade and stood for pro-life, as I recommended they do. And they could have also rejected Obamacare in about one single day, but they did none of it. They've done nothing that I see, Kurt, of real value.
Well, and she's on Capitol Hill apparently building support, she says, for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. She says the GOP is ready, getting ready to yank taxpayer dollars from Planned Parenthood. She says there's a lot of willpower right now on the Hill. There's a lot of clarity of focus that we need to get this done. The American people want it. Many of the folks who got into office in the Senate and the House, the most pro-life House ever, campaigned on defunding the abortion industry. So a lot of folks are behind it, a lot of energy and momentum. I just wish there was about as much of that as there is at the Capitol, you know,
I don't see
Mr.
it, Kurt.
Trump. Huh? So,
I wish he was correct, but I don't see it. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Do you see a lot of power on Capitol Hill, a lot of will, a lot of desire, a lot of we're going to get it done? I think Donald's got that, but I don't see these guys having it. I don't see a single thing they've done, hardly.
I think the Republicans are still filling their way around President Trump a little bit, and I think some of them are actually intimidated by his zeal and dedication. I was talking to a guy just a couple of days ago at a store, and I said, "What do you think about what Trump's done?" He said, "Man, that's got to be the most any president has ever done the first 2 weeks in the history of our country." And Trump has been very busy trying to keep his promises, and I think it's been just too fast for these normally slow-paced politicians who are very measured in what they do, because they do everything that will help them get reelected. And one guy I would say is very evident of that would be maybe Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona. And he comes out and he opposes Trump on building the wall when he himself has been there when they passed the law to build the wall.
And did he vote to pass that?
Yes.
See, then what gives?
Well,
the guy needs to be kicked out of office.
It was way back when he was a congressman. And so he says, well, it'll be too expensive and we can't really do it. And we could put the money of $12 billion for the wall. We could put it elsewhere. Well, you know what? Isn't the argument already over? It passed. Congress passed a bill to build a wall. John McCain has gone back and forth on that so many different times. But now, you know, when you get somebody like a senator who has been against Trump all the way, not as bad as somebody else, you know, but he was pretty anti-Trump all the way, and now he doubles down instead of trying to work with Trump. See, I think that's a very valid point that we're making here. And that these Republicans, to go back to what you and Kurt were talking about, for these Republicans to have not laid down in the street or laid down on the steps of the Capitol to stop funding Planned Parenthood, there is no other reason. I mean, why don't they fund CSPOA? Because there is absolutely nothing that has any lawful or constitutional authorization for Congress to give money to a private organization, no more us than them. At least we mentioned standing for freedom and standing for the Constitution, which you think Congress would have an obligation to fund an organization like that that is defending the American people and creating peace in our society. They don't fund the constitutional sheriffs.
And we're not suggesting they should, but what we are we're just exposing the hypocrisy, right?
I know. And I don't want federal funding. I don't want taxpayer funding. That is something that they decide for their own to get involved with. Congress has no, in fact, it's criminal that they fund a private organization or a private business.
Not only that, not only is it criminal to fund it in the first place, but then to fund the culture of murder when the whole proper role of government is pro-life, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, our entire philosophy of government is that government will protect life, liberty, and property. And the very first one, they take a back seat and go, oh, well, we're going to fund those who destroy life at its most defenseless stage.
And we're going to do so with dishonest money, because if we had honest money, they wouldn't have all the filthy lucre to run around and prime the pump for this stuff either. It's beyond imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a target-rich environment of things we got to shut down, get rid of, you know, turn 180 degrees on, whatever words you want to use. There's so many things to work on, but we've got one that we're going to talk about in just a second. It is the thing we've been talking about for the last couple of days, thefreedomcoalition.com, just like it sounds, thefreedomcoalition.com. Don't do org. It's the wrong site. That's some effort to help black people in Africa, which is fine. But this is thefreedomcoalition.com. Quickly give a 30-second thought on this, then we'll take a break, Sheriff.
Well, I think this culminates in everything that you and I have fought and done this radio show for, and that everything that you and I have done in our lives the last 20, 30 years to stand for freedom. This now culminates with the Freedom Coalition.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Details about what we're doing and more in seconds. Sheriff Mack ready to head on the road this weekend. We've been landing names and support for this project. Hang tight. Details now.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A woman named Ayema Lemons of Milwaukee called the police in 2013 after finding that someone had thrown a brick through her bathroom window. The responding officer, Lad Marald Cates, sent Lemons' boyfriend away on an errand, then maneuvered her into the bathroom, where he forcibly sodomized and raped her. Immediately after the assault, Lemons, barefoot and wearing tattered clothing, ran screaming from the house. Cates stormed out of the house and grabbed his victim by the waist, causing her feet to strike his partner. This gave the officer an excuse to arrest the battered and traumatized woman for assaulting an officer. Lemon was taken to jail and held for 12 hours before receiving medical aid. After the hospital visit, she was sent back to jail for 4 days, before being released without charges. This was not Cates' first assault, but the department wasn't willing to take disciplinary action of any kind until DNA evidence corroborated the rape victim's account. Instead of prosecuting Cates, the department fired him for idling or loafing on duty. He was eventually convicted of federal civil rights charges. Nearly 4 years after the assault, the Milwaukee City Council has authorized an expenditure of $2.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed against the city by Lemons. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, Kirk Crosby in the roundtable, talking about pro-life, talking about the problems in America, but most importantly, providing solutions. And that's one of the things that really separates us from the rest. We focus on solutions and we do our best to take action on the things that we feel passionate about. And thanks so much for all your support. Without you folks, we wouldn't be able to take the action that we do. We're talking about thefreedomcoalition.com. The CSPOA is a member of it. Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable is a member of it. Sam and Kurt and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, we're all in support and working feverishly on this. The problem is that the government, through regulations Donald Trump has articulated, is absolutely out of control. We want to help Donald resolve that, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's right. We do. And when I was talking to Ted Nugent about this, and you spoke to him also this week, he was all over this. And he said he's already been doing this with some of the farmers and ranchers for benefit appearances that he's done. He said, oh, yeah. And some of his verbiage in describing this was not just comical, but it was amazing and right to the point. But he said that he's certain that President Trump doesn't know that these abuses have gone this bad, and he believes that if this information is put in front of President Trump, that President Trump will take strong and immediate action against it. So we're really hoping that, one, President Trump will diminish the role of bureaucracies in our government, but also that he'll take immediate action in issuing pardons to Sam Girard and to Steve and Dwight Hammond, and hopefully that'll branch out to the ranchers in Nevada who are facing trial, a second trial now, at least the Bundys are. But we need to understand, what happened to all the other 52 ranchers who have been put out of business by the federal government? There needs to be reparations given to these people for the loss of income and for the loss of their livelihoods, the loss of their land. And this needs to happen, and I hope that President Trump will do this also. Making these people whole after the Forest Service and BLM have completely destroyed their lives and livelihoods and opportunities.
Not only do we need reparations, part of the problem that people don't understand is, and this is the issue, most people know somebody that's been abused and is in jail, right, or who has gone to jail or who has been wronged by a bureaucratic agency ran by, you know, those who set themselves up for judge, jury, and executioner. Right. The reason that I bring that up is we're getting emails all the time now since we set this project up, and they're basically saying things like this: Sam, you need to add this person to your list, this person to your list, this person to your list. We agree 1,000%, folks. The problem is, you know what? You can't articulate a million causes all at once. And so what we've done is we've chosen some highlight items, examples that are current, that are relatively innocent and mainstream. When I say innocent, the people are innocent, but I mean innocent in that they don't have a bunch of controversial baggage related to them. They're clear cases that are easy to articulate and easy to understand. Some people are saying, add the Bundys to your list, Sam, come on. You know what? I'm not in disagreement, but their case is very complicated. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a coalition based on simple understanding of what we're doing. And then go from there to move forward and expand and develop a committee of patriots that can look into these cases case by case. And oh, we'll get a gazillion cases on the docket to look at. But people need to understand we need to start somewhere. And the reason I bring all this up is I don't want people spending their time waiting for us to add another name before they'll join us. That's not how it's going to work, because we can't. We can't keep track of so many people, so many cases. Eventually, over time, we can. You want to add to that, Sheriff?
Well, yes. If everybody will read the letter, first of all, it talks about all the ranchers in Clark County. And the Bundys aren't the only one who have been abused. And so we've listed all 53, and we think that's a very startling number and an extremely powerful representation of the tyranny of the BLM and the federal government. So that is included. Secondly, and at the end of the letter, everybody needs to familiarize themselves with this letter. So go to thefreedomcoalition.com, and you can see the letter, or email us, and we'll email it back to you. But I'm going to be taking hundreds of copies of those with me to Washington, D.C. All next week, handing them out and speaking with congressmen and senators and hopefully somebody at the White House. And, yes, I'm going to walk over to the White House and ask for an appointment with President Trump or one of his staff, and I'm going to see what I can get. And I'm also going to ask congressmen and senators to try to get me an appointment over at the White House. So it's not like we haven't thought this out. We have, and we've got a lot of good people on our committee that have helped. But the last paragraph talks about that we implore the President and Congress to form a commission. I don't like to call it a committee, but I think it does say committee. But it'll be a commission, and people of all walks of life across this country that will be on that commission, former sheriffs, current sheriffs, people on our committee. And I'm going to volunteer to be on it, and I'm going to volunteer you to be on it. But so that everyone is represented as we do the research to add more names to this, because it says we want to review all of the arrests that have been made and people who have been incarcerated by the IRS, BLM, BATF, FDA, EPA, and it goes on and on. We want to review all of those arrests because these bureaucracies have committed all sorts of crimes in what we call, in the letter, what you and I helped develop and several other people helped develop this letter, of the government creating criminals, not detecting them and not discovering them and not investigating them, but literally creating criminals out of the law-abiding and most peaceful in our society. And that comes out really big time when you see that they're putting the Amish in prison and attacking the Amish for making a salve out of chickweed, and also attacking the Amish because they won't pasteurize their milk. A lot of that has a basic foundation in their fundamental beliefs, fundamental religious beliefs, and FDA regulations do not supersede freedom of religion.
Kurt? So
that's where we're at.
Kurt, you want to add to this?
Well,
Kurt's
wait,
gearing up to
did,
go to Washington
did this
too,
share?
Aren't you, Kurt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just love it back there. I mean, it's like my favorite place to go outside of, let's see, I could list quite a few other places. But anyway, but Sheriff, did you say that the basic Constitution is ahead of things like the EPA? I mean, imagine that kind of thinking. I guess that's part of the whole Make America Great Again thing, huh?
Well, I certainly
it could
hope
be.
It is. Because how could America be great again? How could there be any greatness or goodness in America if we're arresting ranchers and farmers and Amish for doing nothing more than what the government has already done or allowed to be done by lots of other groups and companies and businesses? For instance, the federal government, the FDA, has no problem with you smoking yourself to death. They have no problem with you drinking yourself to death. They have no problem with putting opioid poisons in every doctor's office in this country. These addictive drugs, these dangerous, horrible drugs, tobacco, alcohol, and opioids that are all over this country, they have no problem with that as long as these people and these companies put a warning label on those horrible drugs. Then we still will allow everyone to kill themselves on these and become addicted vegetables to these drugs. Now we have an Amish farmer who makes a salve that has no addictive chemicals in it, has no dangerous poisons in it, and they put him in prison and possibly for life.
And you don't even internalize this thing. You just put it on your skin, right?
Just on your skin. You don't eat it, you know?
There we have it. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we've highlighted the examples on our webpage, thefreedomcoalition.com, because we give an example of this Amish guy, using chickweed for a salve. We use the example of the 53 ranchers that have been drummed out of business. The chief among them was Wayne Haig, and he's now passed away. So is his wife, Helen Chenoweth. But the daughter, Ramona Haig, continues the literally decades-old long battle with the federal government. She's won in the courts over and over and over. Where she hasn't won is when the government would stop harassing her and the government would basically follow the judge's orders. Which means create compensation for the Haig family, which means stop harassing and abusing the people on private land. And it goes on and on. Even when we win in the courts, it still doesn't hold up because the government doesn't even obey the laws. So we use that and the 53 ranchers, for example. We use this black gentleman and his example where the government literally, because his ex-wife didn't pay a student loan, wasn't even his loan, but nevertheless, they conducted a hostile raid on him and his family. They should have called this a racial crime by the government. Nevertheless, they don't. But we use these examples because they illustrate the broader problems. We can't use every example, and we can't use the controversial ones for now. But we are making a difference. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I got the hardest. Who says there's no slavery in America these days? I work with Kurt Crosby and the good Sheriff Richard Mack. Man, those guys have me working 24/7. Right now, I'm running the board. I'm putting all three of us together on the talk show. I'm emailing people on the breaks. And then while I'm working on that, Kurt says, hey, you know what? I need you to do more things while you're resting. It gets crazy.
I said, while you're resting. Yeah. While you're resting, can you get this done?
Wow.
You know.
Anyway, we're doing it, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking our efforts as viral as we possibly can. And we beg for your support, your assistance, your help. This is for reals. The Freedom Coalition, or thefreedomcoalition.com, is what we're working on. And we need your help. One of the key things about this for people to understand is we cannot take every example. I know everybody wants to call me and say, my brother, my grandfather was abused by the IRS. You know what? We agree. We know. Well, so-and-so, my good behind bars, we know. We agree. We're highlighting the problem by talking about the regulations that Donald says are out of control. And the abuse, the hostilities by government bureaucrats that come from those regulations. And the violation of due process that's happening as a result of this. And we put together unique cases to highlight the problem. We will work on all cases if we can get Donald to pay attention, pardon some people, and then put a committee together to start looking into these, I know, painstakingly, one at a time. It'll take us big money to get this done, because what we want to do is support some of these poor families that have been victimized. We'll do that with the money. But Sheriff Mack, if you click on the news section of the freedomcoalition.com website, Richard Mack is going to be with Mr. Cox and Mr. Kettler for their sentencing on Monday in Kansas. By the way, they're caught between state law and the federal government, out of control bureaucrats. Then he's going to be headed off to Washington, D.C. to walk the halls of Congress, to talk to congressmen and senators, to go to the White House. If he needs to go to New York, to head to Trump Tower to meet with the Donald, whatever it's going to take, we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We put together a coalition of people, and this is a absolutely sustained effort. We plan to do this for the foreseeable future till action happens. Sheriff, you want to add to that?
Well, that is exactly correct. And so I'll be flying out Sunday. We'll not be watching the Super Bowl. So you know how much I'm sacrificing, and I say that facetiously. I could care less about the Super Bowl. If I was available and would maybe didn't have anything else to do, I'd be watching it.
You're ignoring the holy grail of the American ideal, so you know that. Yeah, I know the word and how to use it, Kurt.
To go to the real holy grail, yep. And that is to free our fellow man. And
yeah.
literally, Sam, the CSPOA, the Power Hour, and the other people that have signed on to our letter, most notably Ted Nugent, Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman, Judge Andrew Napolitano. These are people who are all coming together for the holy cause of liberty, and it's to do one thing. Everything that we have been working for is now an opportunity for us and a duty for us to free other men. And that is what we're doing. And I am not going to stop this. We, as a CSPOA, are not going to stop until we have these men out of jail and out of court and back with their families. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. The first event is Monday. I'm going to a rally in front of the courthouse for Cox and Kettler. And CNN is actually covering that story. CNN.
I rarely get to praise CNN, but in this case, they deserve it. Hopefully, they'll be fair in their coverage.
I know. Everybody that I've talked to about CNN says they're being really good about it so far, and that they're not just hacks for the government and the FDA or the BATF on this one. Then after I will leave, so my circuitous route is Phoenix to Dallas, Dallas to Wichita, and then Sunday evening, Monday evening, sorry, I'm getting confused on all this, Monday evening, Wichita back to Dallas, Dallas to Washington, D.C., and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be working with congressmen, senators, and hopefully somebody at the White House. And as you mentioned, if somebody calls me up to New York to be on Fox News or CNN or any of the other shows there, I will take a train up there real quickly and do anything at night with a interview, hopefully with Hannity, who we do now have contact with their his people, his producers. So whatever I have to do between New York and Washington, D.C., I'm going to do. It's going to be a emotionally and physically draining time, also financially. So anybody who could help with this, great, please do. But this is what we're dedicating our lives to. And a year ago, well, it was about 10 months ago, I sat in the home of Susie Hammond with one of her sons, one of them that isn't in prison because of this ridiculous out-of-control government. And I promised her the CSPOA would do all we could to get them out. Well, now we're going to make do on that promise. And we're also going to do everything we can to get Sam Girard out of prison, who calls me about every other day. His sons call me frequently. And as you know, they don't have cell phones. They borrow them from neighbors to call me. And they're absolutely distraught. Torn apart and bewildered that this could happen in America to a man who hurt no one, who tried to hurt no one, but yet this is the FDA saying, you have to do what we say when we say, and if you don't, we'll throw you in prison. That's exactly what this is. And so is there anything more important to the cause of liberty that we could be doing? Please let us know. And we will add that to our list. I can't see anything. And this is a Good Samaritan effort. Because I'm not Amish. And I am not related to Cox and Kettler.
But you're American, right?
But that's right. They're part of the American family, each one of them. But I'll tell you right now, Sam Girard is my brother.
And in a Christian sense, you are brothers and sisters. And we are our brother's keeper, right?
I hope so. And that's what this is about. And so, yes, as you mentioned, Sam, this list is going to get bigger as we go. But that will be something for us to take care of as we move forward on this and as we determine how many hundreds or thousands of people are in IRS prisons, BATF, go on and on and on. And we're going to review each and every one of them. And that's why this commission might be quite a large amount of people. And it has to happen. There is no way to make America great again and leave innocents in prison. No way.
You're right about that. We've got it almost seems unsurmountable, ladies and gentlemen, the work that we've got before us on this issue. But in my opinion, we cannot rest and we will not sleep without doing something about this. I'm working, ladies and gentlemen, literally from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day but the Sabbath on this. Every day but the Sabbath. And that's the way it's going to be. On the Sabbath, I'm praying for solutions and doing my best to obey the Sabbath day so that God will prosper our efforts. That's what we've got to do, Sheriff.
Well, I agree. And if there's some sort of emergency on any of this, I will do it. Obviously, I'm traveling on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's the ox and the mire. There's exceptions to everything.
Well, yes, agreed. Of course. And we will do it. And if somebody needs help and there's an ox that needs to be pulled out of the mire, if there's a brother who needs help on Sunday, there's not a better day to do it. And so we will help our neighbors on Sunday. But m- most of what we're talking about doing is going to be happening Monday through Friday. I mean, that's when congressmen are there. That's when the offices are open. You know, if there's a chance for me to go to Trump Tower on Saturday, I'll do it.
And ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, it's all about funding, though. If we can get the funding that we need for these families and the funding that we need to travel to do this, I'd love to be in Washington, D.C. covering some of this. I'd love to have, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 different people from the coalition going to the members of Congress. We need people. We need funding. We've got to have that to prosper this.
I'm glad you brought that part up, because right now, basically, I'm going on an exploratory mission. I'm going to see what kind of response I get from congressmen and senators, and then I'm going to come back and report to you and on your show and to Joyce Riley's show and Power Hour people and Daniel. And then we're going to say, okay, what do we need to do now? And if we need 15 people to go back the next time, or 25, this is not a march on Washington. It is a movement for freedom. It is to establish a commission where Americans are set free who have been so tyrannized and victimized by an out-of-control bureaucratic nightmare that we have created and that our politicians have created in Washington, D.C.
And it is our effort to support the law and order duly elected president of the United States, sir.
Oh, absolutely. And we agree with what his mission has been. I think he's done a terrific job the first 2 weeks. Some people are complaining that he's trying to do too much. Baloney. Get the job done, okay? But he still has so much to do, and this is one of them. Free Americans who have been victimized by the last several tyrants in Washington, D.C., who have either ignored this problem or have promoted it.
And sign the petition, donate, get involved today, thefreedomcoalition.com. We desperately need your help. This issue is not going away. It's just getting worse. And we, the people of the United States, are going to unite for the law and order of America. We've got to see justice. We've got to put together this committee. We've got to pardon the innocent in prison, and we've got to do it now. Sheriff, the last 10 seconds are yours.
Absolutely, and thank you, Sam. No one has done this worse than Obama, and we've got to clean it up, and we're going there to clean it up.
Amen, and we're looking forward to Donald's help as well along the way. Key figures are jumping aboard every day, and you can too. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks. See you soon.
Thank you, Kurt Crosby. We the people declare that we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.